nothing burning this time. And so the fires have been put out, and we're here to enjoy Florida and all it has to offer. So thanks for being here with us. We appreciate it. How about this weather? Those of you who suffer through the heat and complain about the heat every Memorial Day, now we don't want to hear any complaints because we cooled her down for you. And so we hope you'll enjoy yourself, huddle up, and stay warm. A few little things that we need to get out of the way before we get started. We would ask that you please keep the aisles clear. The main aisle, especially coming down the center here, and if we were to have to get any emergency personnel, if someone had a medical situation and we needed to get help, we need to have the aisles clear. So please help us keep that clear. Also, we want to ask that if you must smoke, please go over to the sides or up at the top of the hill. But we don't mind if you smoke, but just please don't do it in the concert area here. And please keep talking to a minimum, because these performers are coming out here, and they're volunteering their time, and they're putting on a good show for you, and they've prepared a good show, and please have a good time and show them that you appreciate them by listening to what they have to do. All right. One of our first items of business is the Florida State Fiddles Contest. That was going on all day. How many of you stopped by and saw any of the fiddle contest today? Good. Every year it goes on here. That is the official, by Florida statute, official Florida State Fiddles Contest. And we're proud to have some of the winners here tonight, and they're going to come out, and they're going to demonstrate for you what they did up there to win their title as state champion in their respective divisions. So in order to do that, we're going to have one of the past presidents of the Florida State Fiddlers Association come out here, and he'll tell you about all the winners. Make welcome Mr. Tom Staley.
Hello, everybody. We're going to have at least four of the categories represented here tonight. We have five categories. The junior is up to 12 years old. The youth division was 13 through 18. And the contemporary division is just the contemporary division. We have a contemporary, rustic division, and then a twin division. And people play in one of those four divisions, and then anybody can play in the twin division. So our first winner is was the junior division winner, Kayla Williams from Tallahassee, Florida. Please welcome her. And she's accompanied by Shelley Weiss of Tallahassee as well. Miss Kayla Williams from Tallahassee, Florida.
Thank you.
That was Lee Staley from Micanopy, Florida. Lee's 15 years old. The rustic division was Kay Van Treese from Monticello, and she's not able to be here tonight, so we can't have her. The contemporary division is Shelley Weiss from Tallahassee, Florida. She played with Kayla a minute ago. Shelley Weiss.
My illustrious accompanist, Mr. Mickey Abraham of the Aaron O'Rourke Trio. He's also going to be playing here at the main stage at 8:30 with the great Gabe Valla. We're going to play a tune written by Canadian fiddler Oliver Schroyer, who's not much older than we are, and he's totally awesome. And this is a song called Horseshoes and Rainbows, and it quotes my favorite things, that song. Should we just... Can somebody turn us down a little bit?
Let's go this mic down a little bit.
See, Mickey knows about sound, too. Yay.
Shelley Weiss from Tallahassee, Florida. Shelley, we're going to have Shelley stay out here because she also won in the twin contest with Anna Kalischmidt. So we're going to have them play again. This was in the twin fiddle contest.
So this is a waltz that I wrote. It's called the Appalachian Waltz, and hope you like it. Thank you.
Shelley Weiss and Anna Kalischmidt. And there's four of the five winners of the fiddle contest today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Let's have another big hand for all those award-winning fiddle players. What a good way to start off the festival. Being a fiddle player, I'm a little bit biased, of course, but tomorrow I think they're having a banjo contest, so we might have some banjo pickers out here. All right, we've got a special group of people we want to bring out here, a local group here in Hamilton County. They're called the Hamilton Stompers, and they're a basketball team, and they're AKA Team USA / Florida, and they said they were going to go to China for gold, and they did, and they came back with it. It's a real accomplishment, and we wanted to recognize them especially tonight. And we have Miss Helen Udell here. She is the coach and coordinator, and we're going to let her say a few words to you.
Introduce the players and all that.
I will. Thank you, and good evening. Yes, we did go to China, and we had a great time, and we got to really show our stuff, being from Florida, and to represent the United States as Team USA. Tonight, we have our athletes, a few of our athletes here. We have Anthony Hutchison. Mm-hmm. And Anthony is from White Springs, right here in White Springs, right down the street there. Adivis Lanier. And Cedric Clarity. Also accompanying the team tonight as part of our management team, we have Miss Ann Carter, who's over volunteer operations. Miss Kalinda Hughes over fundraising. And Officer Chris Hughes, who's over the law enforcement torch run. And each program needs some family support, so I have my youngest daughter and my youngest granddaughter, Regina and Tania. And we'd just like to thank everyone for your support of Special Olympics, Florida, United States, whatever. Thank you so much.
How about a big hand for them? Show them how much you appreciate them. And special thanks to Miss Udell, too, because a team doesn't achieve that without a good leader, and she's done a great job with them. Yeah, give her a big hand, too. A few people we'd like to thank before we bring out the Folk Heritage Award winners, and we want to especially thank all of our volunteers that helped to put this festival on. There are hundreds, literally hundreds of volunteers here that produce this festival, and it could not be accomplished without their help and without their hard work, and it is a lot of hard work, folks. So let's give all of the volunteers a big hand. And our sound and light crews that have been at all the stages, and they stay there all day, and they hear all the complaints from the performers. This is not loud enough, that's not loud enough, and this is too loud. And they do a great job, and they always turn out good sound. And so let's have a good hand for all the sound crews and light crews. And right now we'd like to bring out a lady who has worked for a number of years with the Department of State, Florida Department of State, in the Folk Life program, and she oversees that, and she does a lot of work in this field all over the state, and she's going to present to you the Florida Folk Heritage Award winners for this year. Make welcome Miss Tina Bukovalis, Dr. Tina Bukovalis.
Every year, the Florida Folk Life program, every year for almost 25 years, The Florida Folklife Program has been proud to select some Florida Folk Heritage Award winners. These award winners are esteemed for their contribution to Florida's folk heritage, usually as tradition bearers, but sometimes as advocates for their folk communities. This year, we had another stellar group of Heritage Award winners. They included Tomas Granado, who is a Mexican-American accordion player who is now from Webster in Florida, formerly from Homestead. And besides Mr. Granado, we also had two other Heritage Award winners who could not be here tonight. One is Jean Denis, also known as Jean Mapou, who has been an advocate for Haitian culture in Miami. And we had another Haitian artist, Alman Ulis, who makes Haitian fay coupe, and I believe he's the only fay coupe maker. That's Haitian decorative ironwork that you've probably seen in the United States. They all do excellent work. Anyway, we're very happy to have Tomas here with us tonight with his band Mestengo, which means Mustang, and they're going to be shortly playing Mexican-American Norteño music. But first I'd like to say a few words about Tomas. Norteño accordion player Tomas Granado was born in Michigan in 1955 and moved with his family, who had been migrant farm workers, to Homestead in the 1960s. When he was 11, his father bought him a three-row button accordion. His father didn't play any instrument, but he loved the Tex-Mex music and dance of his native San Antonio. He also bought a guitar, bass, and drum set for Granado's three cousins, forming a family band whose members had never previously played a note. Over the next 4 years, Granado learned to play the accordion by watching others and listening to recordings. By 1970, he had formed a band, or conjunto, that played polkas, boleros, redovas, rancheras, and huapangos for parties and community dances. Since 1983, he has also been performing traditional Mother's Day serenades. In the 1980s and 90s, his band, La Fuerza del Norte, performed at the Florida Folk Festival, as well as in Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. As his accordions wore out, Granado faced a problem. There was no place in South Florida in which he could have them fixed or buy a new button accordion. So in 1989, he opened TG Music in Homestead, which specialized in button accordions and bajo sexto guitars. He also taught himself to repair the instruments and to tune the accordions, which he did for musicians from around the world. In addition, Granado has gone to great lengths to help poor musicians acquire instruments and to volunteer his time to teach new accordionists and to help bands get started. In 1992, Granado taught button accordion through the Florida Folklife Apprenticeship Program, actually to one of the musicians, Abe Arzola, who's here today. And Tom continues to teach. Since moving to Webster in 1988, he also continues to play in a variety of contexts and works as a tireless advocate for Mexican-American culture by helping to organize Cinco de Mayo celebrations and other events. Still one of the few accordion repairmen in Florida, musicians throughout the state rely upon Granado to keep their instruments functioning and in tune. And so we're lucky to have him here and his current band, Mestengo. And I'd like to see if Tom would like to say a few words about having received the Florida Folk Heritage Award.
Thank you, Tina. Yes, I want to, first of all, thank the state of Florida for honoring me with this award, and my family who's here, my wife, and of course the band for participating in the event back in March of this year. So I just want to thank Tina Bukovalis, Bob Stone, and all the people who made this possible. Thank you very much, and all of you.
So now Miss Dengel played two tunes.
Testing, 1, 2, test.
Test.
Destino cruel.
fanno.
Thank you again. Thank you very much.
Yeah, they deserve it. We also want to recognize tonight our sign language interpreters. We have a number of them here tonight that will be working for you. Diane DeLodge, Jennifer Rogers, Julia Balassa, and Barbara Harris. Give them all a big hand. They do a great job for us. This next gentleman that we want to bring out is, I've really enjoyed getting to meet this guy and getting to know him a little bit over the weekend. He's a cowboy poet, and he is also a national treasure, folks. And we're lucky to have him here in Florida. I'm talking about a fellow by the name of Mr. Carl Sharp. You might have seen him in the Folklife area up there today or yesterday, but Mr. Sharp, the state of Florida's official cracker cowboy poet, which was in a 1998 recipient of a Florida legislature resolution proclaiming him as an outstanding Floridian and a cultural treasure, and one whose experience helps the world bridge the past and the present because of his background, and is one of the few cowboys left from the era when the Sunshine State was open range. Mr. Sharp was born in Florida City, Florida, but then spent most of his adult life in Alachua, Dixie, Gilchrist, Marion, and Levy counties, which is where he's living now. And he also served both before and during World War II. He has had cow operations in Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and five Florida counties. And Carl has traveled and presented cowboy poetry extensively in 33 states and 20 foreign countries. He is a treat, and we're lucky to have him here. Please make him welcome, Mr. Carl Sharp.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. At my age, I'm happy to be anywhere. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to look to stage right, your left. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the flag that flew over Valley Forge, was torn in two by the gray and the blue, and it bled through two world wars. I give you the flag that was burned in the street in anger, protest, and shame, the very same flag that covered the men who died defending her name. We now stand together, Americans all, whether by choice or by birth, to honor that flag that has flown on the moon and changed the face of this earth. Now history will show that flag stood a friend to the hungry, the homeless, and lost, and a mixture of men as common as clay valued one thing beyond cost, and they signed it in blood from Bunker Hill to Saigon and Tokori. I give you the flag that says to the world, every man has a right to be free. Real America. I've traveled across this country, but I've been in town from coast to coast. I've played rodeos, clubs, and county fairs. I look for my America in every place I go. I find her where her people truly care. I found her in San Angelo at old Fort Concho days, at Copper Mountain West Fest in the fall, in Winchester, Virginia at Apple Blossom time, in Cheyenne at the granddad of them all. And it's not impressive buildings or the car the mayor drives. It's the people in the town that make her tall. It's caring for each other, being quick to lend a hand, the pride in people down at City Hall. But the Western Heritage Classic in the town of Abilene is the one that stole this cowboy's heart away. And the spirit and the values upon which this country stands is what I saw in Abilene that day. While walking down that thoroughfare amongst the milling throng where Western wear is more than just a fad, I saw them little fellers in their cowboy hats and boot trying hard to walk and talk just like their dads. And when ever down in that arena, every team was recognized, each cowboy's proud he's riding for the brand. He's keen to competition and he's loyal to this core, but always first to lend that helping hand. And when they sing the national anthem, every person faced a flag. With hats in hand, they sung their souls away. My heart welled up inside me as I listened to them sing. I saw the real America there that day. You know, it's not the pride in people, it's the way we've taught in child. But along the way, you learn to take that ride. Now, the backbone of this country is the ones that work the land, like raising stock or growing peanuts, watermelon, wheat, or corn. They learn responsibility before they learn to walk. Yes, this is where America was born. Integrity and honesty is what we'll teach them kids. You have a chance. Be all you dare to be. Saw no guns nor violence. Heard no insults, threats, or lies. Just people being happy, living free. We got our share of troubles, but we live life in a sort of different way. Respect for yourself and knowing who you are. Perhaps the world will understand someday. But I've got dreams of a tomorrow, but respect for yesteryear. But I see the real America here today. Now, when I was a kid down in South Florida, Central Plains, there was a lot of old cow hunters there. But most of them now have crossed over to the other side, the last divide. And now they call me the old timer, the old man, or Mr. Carl. And they're probably right, because I spend more time on that rocking chair, sitting there looking at the river, than I ever thought I would. But I still, the reason that I do it's because I have my favorite places, and one of them is home. But I had the opportunity to work in Savannah, Georgia, and the show went long, and I went long with it. Stayed too long at the fair. But I'm sitting in that Mulberry Hotel nursing a lonely beer when a friendly fella come a-walking up and said, "Can I sit right here?" I said, "Well, sure." I looked him over. He wasn't no cowboy I knew, because his face was pale, his clothes was regular, and on each foot was a shoe. He said, "I caught your show tonight. Man, your stuff is mighty good. Them poems and stories made me laugh." I laughed as hard as I could. "Well, thank you, sir," says I to him. "It's kind of you to say. I'm always pleased when someone says I brightened up their day." But he went on, "My name is Bill. I'd like to question you. You say you've been around a lot. Well, where have you been to?" I said, "Well, Bill, I've been all over, especially the South and the Western lands, from levels at sea to over 14,000, from forest to desert sand. I've crossed the prairies and the wide open plains. From the mountains, I've felt the winds blow. I've been to places where it never gets cold and places where they get July snow. My path has led through the Bighorns. On the Kaibab Plateau, I've made tracks. From the Flint Hills, I've watched the sun go away. From the Panhandle of Florida, I've watched it come back. And there's Jacksonville and Cheyenne and Flagstaff, and those two burgs of Waltzin' and Wickin'. And there's Denver, Dodge City, Deadwood, and Elko, Nevada still makes my pulse quicken. And I guess that about says it, Bill. Oh, yeah. I've been to the East. It's not that it's bad, because it ain't. It's just that I like it the least." Well, Bill's a-sitting on what I've said, and then he comes back with a call. "Of all them places that you've been through, what is your favorite of all?" Well, I'd never been asked this question before, and it forced me to go into thought. But after a while, the answer come clear, and straight from my heart it was brought. "Well, my friend," I slowly began, "my favorite place of them all is where a man can be what he wants to be. He's himself and standing tall. Where he has the freedom to choose the life that he wants to lead, to follow his path, to do what he must, to fulfill his internal needs. Now, this set of conditions has no bond by climate or state. It comes from you people that live in this land, and that's what makes it so great." Now, I'm sure that's not quite what you wanted, but it's an answer I think you'll agree. I think I've said rather clearly, America is the place for me. I rode across the Florida plains I hadn't crossed in years. The trail, it was so spoilt and strange It almost fetched to tears. I had to let 6 fences down. Them fussy lanes went wrong. And each new wire would make me frown and hum a morning song. Screech, screech, screech. Hear that tightening of the wire? The Nestor's brand is on the land. I reckon I'll retire. While progress toots its brassy horn and the real estate developers makes that motor buzz, I just thank God I wasn't born no later than I was. 'Twas good to live when all that sod without no fence nor fuss belonged in partnership with God, the government, and us. With skyline bounds from east to west and room to go and come, I loved my fellow man the best when he was scattered some. Screech, screech, screech. Hear the tightening of that wire? He's hardly played a back away and call a man a liar. His house has locks on every door. His land is in a crate. These ain't the plains of God no more. It's only real estate. Now there's land where yet no ditchers dig nor cranks experiment. It's only lovely, big, and free, and hardly worth a cent. But I hope that them who come to spoil will wait till I am dead before they soil this blessed land with another fence and cabbage head. Screech, screech, screech. And they pin that land with wire. They figure fence and copper sense where I laughed about the fire. The world is overstocked with men, and some will see the day where each must keep his little pen, but I'll be far away. And when this old soul hunts range and rest across that last divide, plant me on some Florida plains that's sunny, lone, and wide. Let cattle rub my tombstone down and panthers mourn their kin. Let horses paw and tromp at mound, but don't you fence it in. Screech, screech, screech. They have pinned this land with wire. To figure fence and copper sense is all their hearts desire. Job cursed his birthplace night and morn in his old land of us. But I just thank God I wasn't born no later than I was. It is nice. I can't see you. Bless you. But it is wonderful to know that there's so many people out there for me to aggravate you like I do. But I have a piece that I'd like to share with you. Little philosophy, but read into it what's actually there. And in the morning, I was riding out in the breaks of that long plain, and leather creaking in the quieting would sound with trot and trot again. I lived in time with horse hoof falling. I listened well and heard the calling the earth, my mother, bade to me, though I would still ride wild and free. And as I flew out on the morning, before the bird, before the dawn, I was the poem, I was the song. My heart did beat the world a warning. Those horsemen did ride all with me, and we were good, and we were free. We were not told, but ours the knowing. We were the native strangers there among the things of prairie growing. We knew the land could not be ours, that no one has the awesome powers to own the vast and common nesting, to own the earth that gave him life, and then to rape his mother earth and ask her for a mother's blessing, and ever live in peace with her, and dying come to rest with her. Oh, we would ride and hear see the lesson on the wind. The morning dew on grass would glisten until the air would dry and blend the grass to ground and air to skying. We'd know by bird or insect flying, by their mood or by their song, if time and moon was right or wrong for fitting works and rounds to weather. The critter coats and leaves of trees might flash some signal with a breeze, or wind and sun on flower and feather. We knew our way from dawn to dawn and far beyond and far beyond. It was the old ones with me riding out in the fog fall of that dawn, and they would press me to deciding if we were right or we were wrong. For time came we were punching cattle for men who knew not spur nor saddle, who came with locusts in their purse to scatter loose upon this earth. The savage had not found this prairie till some who hired us came this way to make the grasses pay and pay for some raw greed no wise or wary regard for grass could satisfy. The old ones wept, and so did I. Do you remember? We'd come jogging to town with jingle in our jeans, and in the wild night we'd be bogging up to our hats in last month's dreams. It seemed the night could barely hold with all those spirits to embolden us while horses waiting on three legs. We'd drain the night down to the dregs. But just before beyond redemption, we'd gather back to what we were. We'd leave the money left us there and head our horses for the wagon. But in the ruckus, in the whirl, we were the wolves of all the world. The grass is growing straight, scarce for grazing. Will soon turn sod or soon turn bare. Some cowboys shun the cowherd days ways, but where's the gift not turned for plunder? Forgot that we are what we do and not the stuff we lay claim to. I throw in with a cowboy band and go out horseback through the land. So now mornings, I go out riding through pastures of my solemn plain, with leather creaking in the quieting that sounds with trot and trot again. I'll listen well and hear the calling the earth my mother bids to me, though I will still ride wild and free. And as I fly out on the morning before the bird, before the dawn, I'll be this poem, I'll be this song. My heart will beat the world a warning. Those horsemen will ride all with me, and we'll be good, and we'll be free.
How about a big hand for Mr. Carl Sharp?
And in leaving, I appreciated the invitation to come here, and I want to leave you with one thought. Life is like a journey that's taken on a train, with a pair of travelers at each window pane. Now I may sit beside you that whole journey through, or I may sit elsewhere, never ever knowing you. But if fate determines we ride side by side, let's be pleasant travelers. It's a mighty short ride. But you people everywhere, from ever walking station, every town and city, every state and nation, have given me so many things, intangible and dear, that I can't begin to count them all or even make them clear. But when I put my words in thought, in verse before you, it's just my way to share the musings of a thankful heart, a heart much like your own. For nothing that I think, write, or say is mine and mine alone. But if you found some pleasure in a single word or line, it's just your soul's reflection in proximity with mine. Thank you and good evening.
How about it for him, Carl Sharp, a real national treasure. It's been an honor for us to have him here this weekend. We want to thank just a few more people, too. We've got a new fellow here on the grounds. He's the new park manager, Ben Fowler, and he's done a fantastic job getting this place in shape and putting on a good festival. A lot of you have noticed the new sidewalks around and some of the areas that have been improved, and it's much appreciated. And all of the park staff here, when you see people in these uniforms that are directing people and what have you,